Oh, that's right. It is a continuation of the I Love Ann Show. Hey, I got two great guests with me here today. Laura Ackerman, Uptown Manager for City of Greenwood. And then there's Kelly McWhorter with the very short title, Greenwood Director of Tourism and Visitors Bureau. I tell you what, I mean, title. Wow. Kelly, how you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you. Isn't that a nice title?
It is a nice title. And Laura, this will be our first time sitting down with you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We've got a lot to talk about, a lot of good things are going to be happening. And of course, Kelly, what is happening on the tourism aspect of Greenwood? I know it's growing, and there certainly was a nice article from the editors this morning on the growth of what's happening in Greenwood, particularly Uptown Greenwood.
Yes, and the growth makes what we do as tourism sales managers, it makes it easier for us. The more that we have to offer a guest, the easier it is to get the guest or visitor here. We're still moving forward with our plans to market to meeting and event planners and also sporting event planners. Lindsay Burns is our director of sales. She'll be leaving soon to go to Louisville to meet with sporting event planners probably in a couple weeks.
That's good. Now, how has it, because I think the last time you and I sat down and talked, you were talking about getting more events, more people coming to Greenwood for this. How is this working?
I think it's starting to work. We are developing and fostering relationships with some of these planners, and we're seeing some real good results from that. This year garners our first sporting event from that show called Primetime Sports. It's a basketball tournament that we're going to have in May at Lander University. So we're starting to see some results of our efforts, and that's
so
a
you
really
planted
good
the seeds.
That's exactly right.
But I did a great job.
That's right. Planted the seeds, and Greenwood is blooming.
Sure
right?
Did. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So that's neat. Now, you were just telling me a few minutes ago about an event that you're having on May 2nd to get everybody in the know.
Yes, we were. About 6 months ago, we were asked to identify some key economic numbers, and I brought in the troops for help on that. We had Dr. Steve Morse, who's with research and tourism at University of Tennessee. We met him through the Southeast Tourism Society. He is coming to present all of the information he sent to me. He's going to present it in person through a PowerPoint presentation, and it's a partnership with the Chamber, and we're calling it the State of Tourism. It's a business over lunch event. And not only will you hear from Steve, you'll hear from Lindsay on the direct economic impact of the events we worked with and we recruited here last year. And then I'll speak a little bit about marketing.
So what is the future? Why did you get this guy to do this? Because was that expensive?
No, it wasn't expensive. He does charge a little bit for coming and making his presentation, but this is a member benefit of being part of the Southeast Tourism Society, so okay. It was nice to call on him because as a member of the Southeast Tourism Society, we've had access to Marketing College and different conferences, and so I didn't know about this tool, but one of our fellow co-workers and colleagues in the business let us know that we should call on him for this, and he did a great job.
Well, that's great. That is terrific. So this is what we've got coming up. Coming up immediately is the Masters.
Yes, the Masters.
Next Friday, right? Thursday, Friday?
They'll start coming in Sunday for the practice rounds.
Oh, wow.
And they'll stay all the way through next Sunday. We're excited because we're running some golf promotions that we haven't done in the past. We'll be putting all that information out this afternoon in the rain. But we're going to go to some hotels and golf courses and put out posters and brochure.
Can you tell us what it's about? I mean, if you got special packages or
we're going to offer special packages, but you also, as a visitor, can register for a $1,000 golf gift card to Golfsmith. That's big. Unfortunately, Greenwood County residents cannot participate. You need to go ahead and clear the air there.
Well, that's what I was asking.
I know.
But so what are you doing for Greenwood County residents here, Kelly?
Please
tell
County
me
residents
there's something.
Have a fantastic opportunity to invite some of their best friends from other places to play golf with them here at a good rate.
So that if they win it, they have to give part of the gift certificate to the Greenwood resident.
However they want to do it. I won't worry about that part. I'm just anxious to get more visitors in here to play golf.
Sure. So. And how are the hotels doing? Are they already filled up? Or
my understanding is they are filling up quickly, and wow. It will be a stellar week for them. There are a few manufacturers that are hosting a number of different people here for the Masters, so that will keep them busy. But also, we're picking up more and more Masters patrons as the years go by. So they're learning that Greenwood is a nice alternative. It's quiet. They can find somewhere to eat, not have to wait when they get back, and we're probably more affordable than some of the bigger cities, especially Augusta.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that is terrific. Hey, you know what? I have Laura Ackerman. I have Kelly McWhorter right here with us. We are going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, I want to find out more about this Laura Ackerman girl. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We are right back here. We have Kelly McWhorter. We have Laura Ackerman. Laura Ackerman is the new Uptown City of Greenwood manager. And I tell you what, how are you doing today, Laura?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Now, gosh, you've got great teeth. So we got to say this first thing, great teeth. We might say that you are married to a dentist, aren't you?
I am married to a dentist.
Well, everybody knows Ackerman, so I had to put that in there. Yeah, but you do have great teeth.
I do. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
That wasn't a part of his attraction to you, was it? I mean, great teeth?
I don't know. It could have been a work in progress.
Pretty neat. Pretty neat. Now, Laura, you have two children?
I do. I have Ellis Kate, who's a two-year-old, and I also have a four-month-old, Wyatt.
Wow. So you're pretty busy, aren't you?
I am always busy. Never stops.
Well, that's great. So where are you from originally?
I'm from Greenwood, South Carolina.
From Greenwood.
Yes.
And where'd you go to school?
I went to Greenwood High, and I also attended Lander University, where I majored in business.
Business, okay. And what did you want to be when you grew up?
Originally, I wanted to be a pharmacist. After working in the labs, it just wasn't my cup of tea. So I moved over to business, and I have enjoyed it ever since.
Yes, plus there's so much schooling involved, right?
There's a lot of schooling.
You have to be committed to be a pharmacist.
And I was not committed.
All right. Well, that's great. Now, before you came here, you actually worked for the Medical University of South Carolina Children's Hospital as doing fundraising, right? An event coordinator?
Yes, ma'am.
How was that?
It was very rewarding. I got to see hands-on and, immediately what I was working for, and I enjoyed every minute with the kids and every minute in that position. The events were fabulous, and again, I got to see firsthand what I was working for with the kids.
So what made you decide to go into be an uptown manager and all this type of that's a lot of coordination, a lot of putting stuff together?
I guess I enjoy coordination. I enjoy being, I guess you could almost say I'm a little OCD about things. I have an order of things and how they go, and so it was a perfect fit for me.
Well, that's terrific.
Great transition.
So what do you see? What's coming up? Well, of course, today was supposed to be Live After Five. You made the decision to cancel it, I think.
We did. Looking
at the weather, it was a wise decision. Yes.
I was scared that was going to backfire on me and that the weather would all of a sudden turn beautiful. But, this morning the weather is cold and it's nasty outside. So we have changed that to June 6th, so we're still going to have the Fabulous Expressions. Carolina Pride will be sponsoring that event, and we're really excited that we were able to work it out to have that as our closing for our first series of the Live After Five.
So there you go. So that's going to be an excellent event. Now, of course, you've put together some different programs. Nick Hyduke is, of course, in charge of bringing the musical acts here for Live After Five. What's been the response that you've been getting?
We have had a great response. Like I've said earlier, we have a great diverse group of bands. I share with you real quick, if I can.
Sure.
April 18th is going to be sponsored by Sugar Boutique, and it's Ruby Vell and the Soulphonics. They're a great Georgia band. May 2nd is going to be sponsored by Tinsley and Adams and McDonald Patrick, and it's Royal Southern Brotherhood. May 16th is sponsored by State Farm with Frank Hoyle, and that's Soul Driven Train, a great band out of Charleston. And then we're going to kick off our September concert series with, and that'll be September 5th with Ballantyne Ford sponsoring with the Swing Medallions. And then September 19th, Neighbors United Credit Union will be sponsoring the Alchemistics. October 3rd will be sponsored by Davis and Floyd with Roscoe Bandana. And October 17th, Greenwood Family Dentistry and Sweet Tea's Children's Boutique will be sponsoring Sonia Lee.
So that's a great lineup. Now, a couple of changes. You're not going to have any Live After Fives during the heat of the summer.
Exactly. The heat of the summer. That put some emphasis on that. No, we decided that with people vacationing, it was kind of those months weren't bringing in the crowds that we were expecting. And so hopefully this will generate some more people coming downtown. And like I said, I hope it's going to be a great time for everyone.
Now, of course, one of the big things about this is that it is sponsored by Uptown Greenwood and, of course, the sponsors. And those are free. I mean, this is the thing that you always got to remember. These mm-hmm. are free concerts. The only thing you have to bring, well, yes. some money would be nice and a chair.
Yes, bring your lawn chairs. Or actually, you know, get up and dance with us. We're enjoying that this year as well.
So, and of course, you're looking to bring, with this diversity, you're looking to bring in a lot of different groups of people to this, mm-hmm. too.
Yes, we are. We are bringing back the Fabulous Expressions and Swing Medallions, which are local favorites, but we're also bringing some different groups in that'll bring in, I think, some of the younger generation as well.
Are you ready?
I think I am.
You
I think I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great. Now, of course, this is a big boon, but not only big boon to Uptown Greenwood, but not only do you have the restaurants up there, you usually bring in some other catered people doing things uptown, correct?
We do. Actually, Carolina Pride will be, since they are sponsoring the June 6th event with Fabulous Expressions, they are going to be serving hot dogs that evening.
Oh, what an idea! Carolina Pride and hot dogs. Yeah, there you go.
We also have Brewster's. They will be serving as well. Pepsi, great company to work with.
Yeah, Gracie's a little excited. Yes, it's
UPS is here.
Yes,
that's always a crazy time at our house too. But we do have, you know, boiled peanuts as usual, the ice cream as usual, and then with the Carolina Pride with our hot dogs.
Now, are you still going to have your beer and wine area? I kind of call it the playpen area where the beer and wine.
Our watering hole. But yes, we will have that area as well.
So that's cool. All right, Kelly. Well, you have watched, you were part of the chamber before yes. you came part of the tourism.
Right.
You've seen a lot of growth in Uptown and a lot of changes. What do you think about what's happening in Uptown?
I think everything is very, very positive. And, you know, whatever happens in Uptown or in Greenwood in general, it really helps the big picture. And we're all in this together. Laura and I work together. We work together with economic development. It's all connected, and we all realize that. So it's a great partnership for all of us. The chamber, as I mentioned, the chamber is partnering with us on this luncheon. So the growth is a positive thing for everything that we're doing.
Sure. And of course, we have had some changes in Uptown as far as stores and everything. What is the outlook for filling up the stores and everything in Uptown Greenwood?
I think our general outlook is real positive. There's still some folks looking at some properties that are available right now, mm-hmm. and that's going really well, and hopefully you'll see some more development in the coming years.
Yeah, I think you'll see some things real soon.
Is that a tease? Real soon? That's a tease, right?
That's all I got. That's all I got, Ann.
Okay, I'll put the screws to them off the end. I'll see if I can get some info out of them, some intel here. Well, you know, I have heard about some interesting things, maybe a hotel coming in Uptown Greenwood and some other stuff happening. Yep.
So, we would love a hotel anywhere. Yeah. What Greenwood is missing to help us do our job is a conference center. And when we go to meeting event planners, et cetera, that's what they want, is a full-service hotel and conference center.
Okay. Well, I can say one thing. What they have redone out there at Piedmont Tech certainly has made a difference.
Yes, that is a great facility that is starting to attract more and more things and Piedmont Tech is now. I know you're going to be having some folks with their new events coming. They are doing a great job of recruiting things.
Sure, absolutely. Circus Stella and Beth Holloway.
And we've got both of those on our promotion boards. And I'm excited. I think that, you know, everything, like I said, that's going to bring people from other areas to Greenwood.
Well, I think one of the things, Laura, is you have Uptown Live After Five. We have the Festival of Flowers. We have the Festival, the Discovery. I was talking to Dwight. Maybe, you know, they have the Elephant Walk when the circus usually comes to town. Maybe we could have a Topiary Walk when the Topiaries make their
absolutely. I'll take that.
I thought that could be interesting.
The Festival Flowers will have that.
They'll have
the Topiary kickoff and wine walk.
Oh, yeah, but I was talking about while they're being moved into place. See?
I'm thinking
what,
event.
You're right. I think that could be an event, see?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, the moving of the Topiaries would kind of be like the elephant walk, walking them to their places. Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
That's just an idea. All right. Well, we are here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We're talking with Laura Ackerman. Laura, what do you see with coming up with the Festival of Flowers, and then of course the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise? What parts in that do you have to coordinate and work with here?
I'm actually with Festival of Discovery, so I have all hands on deck. I have a great team that I work with for the city. We're all hands on right now, and we're closing Main Street, which is a big thing this year. I hope to create a better experience of the festival.
Does that mean that you'll be bringing in, one of my questions was, will you be bringing in more barbecuers because the street itself will be closed?
We don't plan at the moment to bring in any more barbecue teams. We are just more consolidating and getting into a tighter space. More of that experience when you come and visit.
And nobody will have to worry about crossing the street.
Absolutely.
That's probably one of the big things there, right?
That is a big issue, but we won't have to worry about that any longer.
Anything else you can tell us about any of the good things that are happening or any changes, actually, that are coming up? You know, we always have great barbecue. We always have great music. We had Shrimp City Slim on last week with Shelley Waters
talking about
what's going to be happening. But anything else that you can tell us real quick before we hear South Carolina news, what's coming up here?
Like I said, we're closing down Main Street. It's sure to be a great time. The festival is July 11th, 12th, and 13th. The Blues Cruise will kick off on Thursday evening and last until Saturday evening. That's always a great time. We've added one other venue this year, which is John Holloway Sundance Gallery. We're excited about that as well. It's always going to be a great time, and it's going to be very, very hot.
Yeah, we can just count on that, can't we? Hey, I'm Ann Eller here with Laura Ackerman and Kelly McWater. Don't you go away. We're going to be back. Hey, if you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984.
Watch the pros work outdoors, and you'll see why they choose Husqvarna Power Equipment. For exceptional power and performance, superior precision, and amazing control. Perfect your landscape with the same precision, power, and performance demanded by the pros. Husqvarna, professionally proven outdoor power equipment.
I'm Guy Harrison. You go see my good friend Paul Kennemore of Greenwood Saw Company.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. It is 9:36 in the morning. Laura Ackerman, Uptown Greenwood, Uptown City Manager, and Kelly McWater, who is the short title, Greenwood Director of Tourism and Visitors Bureau. Here she is today. You know, yesterday we had Sarah from the 96 Historic Site here,
right,
talking about Sarah Cunningham, talking about what's coming up the next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend. And you wanted to tell us a little bit about the economic impact of having a National Historic Site, which is part of the National Park System.
That's right. We have been fortunate to be involved in a survey process that the National Park Service hired a university, and I believe they're out of Michigan, but they did a survey on every park in the nation and what types of economic impact they have. And ours alone created $3.7 million last year in local economic benefit. And that, to me, is a crazy awesome number. Overall, the national parks created $30 billion in economic impact that supports 252,000 jobs nationwide. And I got to give props to my coworker, Lindsay. She put this on our Facebook page. So, Lindsay, if you're listening, I'm looking at what you put up. Thank you, because she's covering my back today for real. But overall, that is just one of our best and biggest attractions that I feel like seems to be sometimes forgotten. And if you haven't visited there, I'm going to go ahead and ask you to do that, because it is a neat experience. The video is great. There's an awesome event next weekend that I know Ann, you and Sarah covered, the 96 Crossroads Revolution at the Star Fort. We will have our information at that event. And it's a great opportunity to see one of the most significant pieces of history that we have in South Carolina.
It is. It's huge. And you know, it was interesting. Sarah and I were talking yesterday, and she was talking about that it's not an what happened in 96 and actually all across South Carolina. It was very much fought over. South Carolina was in the Revolution, right?
Right.
So maybe that's why we're so passionate about guns here in South Carolina.
It could be.
It's in our genes now is what I'm thinking, you know?
It could be. And as I mentioned, that video, it just really had the light bulb go off in my head as to how significant our Revolutionary War battlefield was in the whole scheme of the Revolutionary War. And other than cowpens, we're two of the few that are open to the public for everyone to see and to relive the history.
And the other thing is, it's free.
And it's free.
It's free.
Everything is free.
Yes. And that's pretty amazing, because so many of the parks today, you have to pay to go into. So from that aspect, that's great. But I agree with you. I think sometimes something right in your backyard, you think, oh, you know, it's right there. It can't be that great. And then you have people coming from all over the nation, Canada, even some from Europe, coming by here and going through this. It's awesome. We should appreciate it more.
And they come, they're on a pilgrimage. They're going to hit all of the battlefields, and we're one of them. So we're just really fortunate to benefit from their visitorship and coming here to what I consider is a very significant attraction for Greenwood County.
You are correct. So make sure you do get out there. They are open, what now, Friday? The hours at the park now are... They're open. They've closed. They're open Wednesday.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Actually, I think they're closed Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Maybe they're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday,
right,
and Tuesday. So they are closed during the week, in the middle of the week. But other than that, great time. And great place to take the kids out, too.
Definitely.
And let them charge around there. And it's a great walking track. I understand it's actually a mile.
It's a mile.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful walk, too. Yeah. Through the woods. If you haven't done it, really, I would encourage you to take your family out there.
Sure.
We have visitors to Greenwood, and that's how I got out there.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and you know, we were talking about yesterday, you know, you want to get out. You don't want to spend all your time at home, but, you know, you look at, do I really want to drive very far or do anything? And this is, what, 10, 15 minutes away?
Right, right. Not far for any of us.
Absolutely. So, tremendous impact. And,
yes.
You know, how are we maximizing those dollars? How can we maximize the visitors that come in here?
That is a very, very good question, and I'm hoping Steve Morse can address that, but I feel like the best way for us to maximize is to provide a great experience that will have them coming back for something else. Like, if somebody comes for this and they say, you know, Greenwood was a really nice place, I'd like to come back, then we need to capture their information and keep them in the loop on what's going on in the future and have them return to Greenwood, and maybe one day they'll move to Greenwood.
Sure.
In the end, that's kind of what you want, is you want some relocation, some retiree. You want some activity from that will help Greenwood grow in a very positive way.
Sure. And, of course, you know, if they're out there at the 96, they're going to see the lake. I mean, you've got all this showcased right together. You know, Kelly, you were talking about the $1,000 gift card for those that are coming from out of town that they can win for the golf.
Correct.
Isn't golf one of your biggest draws also to this area?
I do think golf is a big draw. And that is where the name Regional Visitors Bureau kind of comes into play. If you go to golfgreenwoodsc.com, you're not only going to see Greenwood courses, you're going to see some from other counties that surround Greenwood. And to a golfer from a metropolitan area, traveling 30, 45 minutes to go play at a stellar golf course is nothing for them. So they do that going to work.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
What a beautiful country drive wherever you're going to go play golf here in this area. And you'll be playing on some of the best designer golf courses in the South. And we're excited to promote that through our golf website and also through golfpackagesofsouthcarolina.com.
So, you know, you were talking earlier, Kelly, that people just don't know what all happens there when it comes to promoting tourism and bringing people in. You know, I know one time you did a having family reunions.
Yes.
You were big on helping promote family reunions to this area.
Yes, and they're still big in this area. We get lots of requests for visitor information for family reunions. We also, I think, you know, for the family weddings, we get a lot of traffic from weddings, especially this time of year, moving into the fall. And then we've really put more emphasis on golf. And again, I think that's something that we kind of take for granted here. We know all of our golf courses and we love them and we play them, but invite other people to come and play and enjoy Greenwood.
Sure. If it's your turn to have people to your house, make sure you make some plans to get them out around
that's
the area,
right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Show them around.
Show them around. All right. Well, we are here, as I said, Laura Ackerman. Laura, this is your first time on the radio. How's this experience been so far?
Absolutely the best.
Absolutely the best. Okay. All right. Well, Laura, what else? You know, you've got the closing of Main Street. Isn't the they've added another venue, so for the Blues Cruise and Festival of Discovery. So that means you'll have even more going on.
Yes. There's always going to be something going on that weekend. I can promise you that. Carolina Pride is our presenting sponsor this year. They're back with us. Enjoy always working with them. Last year, we had an economic impact of reaching an estimated attendance of over 30,000 people, and we hope to increase that this year and give more of an experience when they come to the festival this year because of the way that we're going to hopefully get to lay it out this year.
And, of course, you know, one of the other great things about the festival is that it does bring people from all over. People from all the way from Washington, state of Washington, and beyond?
It does. Even different countries we've had people attend. And it's a great event overall. I had a great time last year. Actually, last year, the Saturday was my first day on the job. So I got thrown in.
And
I came back on Monday.
Wow, how about that?
She helped us clean up on Monday, and she stayed. I thought, she's in.
You know, one of the great things that I do have to say about Greenwood and about, you just mentioned the cleanup, I tell you what, I have never seen a place that cleans up as fast as it does.
It's amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing. After all of our events, it's just our teams come in there, our public works guys come in there, and they're fabulous. They do a great job.
Sure. Whether it's the Christmas parade, whether it's the Boo Bash, mm-hmm. any of these events, you know, you see it before and you're like going, oh my God. And then 12 hours later, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they really deserve a big kudos. I tell you what else. Now, CPW doing all the electrical work to get for all these barbecuers and all this stuff. That's a tremendous job.
That is a huge job. That's a huge undertaking. We appreciate their help with that as well.
So, you know, when you look around and you think, God, this is pretty neat. All the work that goes on behind the scenes is pretty huge.
It is.
Pretty huge. So I certainly hope that when you're out there looking at the topiaries and they have the irrigation and they have the timers and they have all this stuff and all the cleanup and everything that goes into it, look around and be surprised. You know, another thing is, Kelly, I think people say, I've been to the Festival of Discovery. I've been to the Flower Festival. I don't need to go again. What do you have to say?
I think every year, Laura, who is in charge of Festival Discovery, and Alistair Holder, they strive to do things just a little differently to make sure that your experience this year won't be the same as last year. So have an open mind and come with that attitude that you're going to see something different and experience something different that you didn't last year. I would say both of them do a fabulous job of kind of thinking outside the box and making sure that the visitor is always going to have a unique experience.
Sure. Well, that's what I wanted to say, because, you know, you think that, okay, I've been there. But it's just like even the barbecuers, even you have some of the same barbecuers, and yet when they come back, they're doing something different when they come back.
That's right.
So take advantage of that. The Taster's Choice, that's one of the best events to be able to have a little taste of everything, right, Laura?
Oh, always great, always great. That's one of the biggest perks of the festival is enjoying all the barbecue. I mean, there are people, like you said, that come from all around, from Georgia, from South Carolina, North Carolina, even across the U.S. that come and enjoy this event.
Sure. And not only that, the thing with Shrimp City Slim, a.k.a. Gary Irwin, he's always bringing in new and different entertainment. So even if you saw all of them last year, it's going to be a few repeats, but a lot of new ones.
Yes, he has brought a great group with him.
Yep, absolutely.
Great lineup.
Yep, exactly. Hey, you know what? I'm Ann Eller. I am here with Laura Ackerman and Kelly McWhorter, and it is time for us to hear a quick word from our sponsors, so don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276. Oh, that's right. We are right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, getting ready to open up in 10 minutes here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So make sure you come see us. Make sure if you've got gold or silver, come see us. Make sure if you need a diamond, come see us. I got fabulous diamond deals right now. I'm sure you've heard my singing debut on the radio. All right. Well, Laura, you know, one of the things that we were just talking about was the importance of social media.
Yes.
And, of course, you have Facebook.
We do. We have Facebook for all different aspects in Uptown. For our Uptown Greenwood site, we have a Festival Discovery site. We have Click 646 sites. We have them for everything. Festival of Flowers. The list goes on and on. I think there's about 12 in all.
12 in all. Yes. And, of course, it's such a great way to keep in touch and know what's going on. So I think that's great. And, of course, Kelly, we were talking about how you would like to have more volunteers helping you, because that's how you get the information.
Exactly. We're partnering with Uptown on manning and staffing the volunteer information tent for the Festival Discovery. And a big shout out to everybody that's ever helped. If you're listening, we can't do it without you. And we would love to have more people come forward, because you are our salespeople. You make people feel welcome.
You are ambassadors.
And they basically function in two ways. They're retrieving information to help us do what we do, and they're also giving out information on the festival, where to go. And things will be different this year with our layout, so it's going to be very important to have all the resources that a visitor would need in that information tent. And Laura will handle that, but we handle the volunteers, and just couldn't do it without them. And as I was telling you, you get a free T-shirt.
Okay.
And some Gatorade.
Okay. What else do you get now, Kelly? Anything else?
A fan.
Yeah.
And
friendly working environment.
A fantastic working environment. You're going to be right in the middle of all the action. So when you're done with your shift, and we do have shifts, you don't have to do this all day. You're done with your shift, you get up out of your chair, you go right to the barbecue.
And flexible working.
Flexible working. If things remain the same with the Blues Cruise, you're going to have music right there at you, live music.
Can't beat it.
It's a great working atmosphere.
Well, those are things that people are looking for, right?
Right.
Yes. Pay is kind of low.
A little bit low.
Like free. But you would be doing a great service
to
help
out. You would be doing it as a service to the community. And
meeting a lot of great people.
Definitely.
You never know who's going to walk over there.
I've worked that tent several times, and you just never know who you're going to meet. There are some people that travel from far, far away for this thing.
Sure.
And we're always happy to have them and host them, and we get great response. I don't know that there's a lot of festivals who can say this. Our parking is free.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a gate fee.
Right.
And that's big.
That's huge.
Everything is free.
Laura's already gone to a few barbecue festivals where that was not the case.
Absolutely. We had to pay on several occasions. Great events, but it's free and here in your backyard.
And why does that happen? Why does that happen, Laura? Why is it all free?
We want to give back to the community.
And that comes in from that hospitality tax that helps fund these events, plus all the sponsors. Now, I presume that you are all still looking for sponsors, whether it's for Live After Five or any of the events.
We actually have all of our Live After Fives. We have all of our sponsors for that, but we do have sponsorship opportunities open for Festival of Discovery. Again, it impacts. We have 30,000 people, and it impacts Greenwood greatly, and we would love for people to come and help us sponsor this great event. It impacts Greenwood. In 2012, the Festival of Discovery generated over $1.3 million in revenue to the local economy of Greenwood, and that was an increase of 28% from 2011.
And that's in a bad economy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty tremendous.
That's pretty significant.
Absolutely. So, you've got to put that on the radar. What's the date now of the Festival of Discovery?
Festival of Discovery is July 11th, 12th, and 13th.
And the toperaries are going to be there. Of course, the Festival of Flowers will be here, in June. First of June for a whole month there. So there's going to be lots of activity going on all around Greenwood. In fact, when we get done after the Festival of Discovery, do you take any time off, Laura?
It's a little needed, I think so. But no, you kind of jump right back in the saddle and you get prepared for next year. It's an ongoing process. It doesn't ever end.
Sure. But and then coming up, what else events do you handle going up to the end of through the end of the year?
Well, we have our holiday open house as well as our Boo Bash, and we have the Christmas Parade is another event. We just had our annual Uptown Merchant Meeting, which is a great success. And then we're adding events as we speak.
Sure. So this is what Kelly works to get the people in here. Laura does work on making sure there are great events in Uptown Greenwood. So that's quite a team. And, of course, there's a lot more part of your team. But you two came out to talk with me today. That is terrific.
Well, thank you for having us. And if you'll visit uptowngreenwood.com, get more information on all that's going on.
Sure. There is always something going on. It's blooming in Greenwood. And, I want to say one of the best events that I thought you all last year did was the Rural Communities.
The Department of Commerce Rural Summit.
We were very blessed to have that. Yeah, I was there. I talked to so many people from outside the area who said, I had no idea this was here in Greenwood. And I think, Kelly, that is the challenge, isn't
it? That is the challenge. If we can just get them to Greenwood, it's an automatic sale. But that was a fantastic opportunity for us to showcase Greenwood to people all over the state. And it really was an eye-opening experience for many.
Absolutely. Just think of Ann Barklow, your new horticulturist there. She came to Greenwood to visit some friends, loved it, and ended up staying.
Right.
We hear that all the time.
Hey, that's a great example of the types of things that happen right here in Greenwood. And, some may say, why do we have to grow? I liked it the way it was. But a lot of people are looking at Greenwood to become really big. Don't you think, Laura?
I think so. We're headed in that direction.
Well, we are here almost at the top of the hour. Laura, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about what's coming up? When is the next Live After Five?
Our next Live After Five will be April 18th. Again, it's sponsored by Sugar Boutique. And it's going to be Rubyville and the Soul Phonics.
And what type of music do they have? I'm not
familiar. A little Georgia soul for you.
A little Georgia soul right here, okay, in Greenwood. Well, that sounds good. Looks like you made an excellent call. Some people had said, God, she's going out a little early here to cancel, but looks like you made a great call on that.
Well, don't forget, the Fabulous Expressions will be back on June 6th.
So you've got April 18th, and what comes up in May?
May 2nd will be Royal Southern Brotherhood. May 16th will be Soul Driven Train, their Charleston favorite.
Well, okay, so that's two in May. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
That's two
in April, two in May, two in September, and two in October.
Okay, so that's why we're not doing it during the summer months. Hey, you know what? It has been a blast to have you here. Kelly, you always bring us such great information. And for those of you that don't know, if you want to call Kelly and talk about tourism or any of these things, what number do they call?
864-953-2465. That's my direct line.
That's your direct line. Give her a call. If you've got an idea or something, hey, don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call her. And Laura, how about you? What's a number to call you at?
Can be reached at 864-942-8448.
And that's Uptown Manager. It's been really a pleasure to have you on the air with us today.
Thank you.
All right. So we have Laura Ackerman. We've had Kelly McWhorter. I'm Ann Eller. Guess what? It is time for me to say this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.